Overcoming the fear of video calls and virtual meetings. In today's digital age, video calls and virtual meetings have become an integral part of professional and personal communication. With remote work and hybrid models becoming the norm, platforms like Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet are no longer just tools, they're essential spaces for collaboration, networking, and leadership. Yet, for many, the idea of appearing on camera or leading a virtual discussion sparks anxiety and discomfort. Whether it's the fear of technical glitches, self-consciousness about appearance, or the pressure to perform, the fear of video calls is a real and common challenge. But here's the good news, it's a fear that can be overcome with the right mindset, preparation, and practice. This comprehensive guide will explore why so many people struggle with virtual meetings, uncover the psychological roots of this fear, and provide actionable strategies to build confidence and master online communication. From technical tips to mindset shifts, we'll help you transform video calls from a source of stress into an opportunity to shine. Along the way, we'll integrate insights from related resources to deepen your understanding of effective communication, such as exploring online communication strategies that can enhance your virtual presence. Why do video calls feel so intimidating? Video calls combine several elements that can trigger anxiety. Unlike face-to-face interactions, where body language and environmental cues provide context, virtual meetings often feel sterile and disconnected. You're staring at a screen, hyper-aware of your own image, and sometimes unable to gauge others' reactions due to delayed responses or muted microphones. This creates a unique set of stressors that can make even confident communicators feel uneasy. Common fears around virtual meetings. Self-consciousness. Seeing yourself on camera can heighten awareness of your appearance, voice, or mannerisms. Many worry about how they're perceived, fearing judgment from colleagues or clients. Technical issues, from poor internet connections to audio failures, the unpredictability of technology adds a layer of stress. The fear of looking unprepared if something goes wrong is a significant concern. Performance pressure, virtual meetings often feel like a stage performance. There's pressure to speak clearly, maintain eye contact with the camera, and avoid awkward silences, all while managing the content of the discussion. Lack of connection, without the natural flow of in-person conversations, building rapport, or reading the room can be challenging, leading to feelings of isolation or misunderstanding. Understanding these fears is the first step to overcoming them. They're not unique to you, countless professionals experience the same concerns. In fact, as virtual communication grows, so does the need for strategies to manage these challenges. For deeper insights into handling communication challenges in the digital space, check out Managing Communication Overload, a resource that offers practical tips for staying focused and effective in a world of constant digital interaction. The psychological roots of video call anxiety. At its core, the fear of video calls often stems from deeper psychological triggers. One primary factor is the concept of self-presentation anxiety, where individuals worry about how they're perceived by others. This is amplified in virtual settings, where your image is literally on display, often in a small box alongside others. This constant self-monitoring can lead to overthinking and diminished confidence. Another psychological element is the lack of immediate feedback. In person, a nod or smile offers reassurance. On video calls, delays or muted participants can leave you questioning whether your message is resonating. This uncertainty can fuel self-doubt, especially for those already prone to social anxiety. Additionally, Zoom fatigue, a term coined during the rise of virtual meetings, describes the mental exhaustion caused by prolonged screen time, which can exacerbate feelings of dread before logging into a call. Recognizing these psychological underpinnings helps demystify the fear. It's not just about the technology, it's about how our brains interpret and respond to these new forms of interaction. By addressing the root causes, you can begin to reframe virtual meetings as opportunities rather than obstacles. The importance of mastering virtual communication. Virtual meetings aren't going away. According to recent studies, over 70% of companies plan to maintain remote or hybrid work models indefinitely. This shift means that proficiency in video communication isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's a career necessity. Whether you're a leader conducting team check-ins, a salesperson pitching to clients, or a job seeker interviewing remotely, your ability to navigate virtual spaces can set you apart. Moreover, virtual meetings offer unique advantages. They break down geographical barriers, save time on commuting, and allow for flexible scheduling. For leaders, they provide a platform to connect with global teams and demonstrate executive presence through communication. By overcoming your fears, you unlock the potential to build stronger relationships, showcase expertise, and drive impact from anywhere in the world. Practical strategies to overcome fear of video calls. Now that we've unpacked the why behind video call anxiety, let's dive into the how of overcoming it. The following strategies are designed to build your confidence, reduce stress, and help you excel in virtual environments. With practice, you'll find that video calls can become second nature. 1. Prepare thoroughly to minimize surprises. Preparation is a powerful antidote to anxiety. Before any virtual meeting, take time to test your setup. Check your internet connection, ensure your camera and microphone are working, and familiarize yourself with the platform's features, like screen sharing or muting options. Have a backup plan, such as a phone number to dial in if video fails. Knowing you're ready for potential hiccups can significantly reduce stress. Beyond tech, prepare your content. Outline key points you want to cover, anticipate questions, and have relevant materials handy. This preparation boosts confidence and ensures you're not scrambling during the call. For additional tools and ideas on setting up effective virtual interactions, explore leveraging technology for better communication. 2. Create a comfortable environment. Your physical surroundings play a big role in how you feel on camera. Set up a dedicated space for video calls with good lighting, ideally natural light facing you, a tidy background, and minimal distractions. Use a comfortable chair and position your camera at eye level to avoid awkward angles. Wearing professional attire, even if just from the waist up, can also shift your mindset to a more confident, work-ready state. Personalize your space with small touches: a plant, a favorite mug, or a framed photo that make you feel at ease. When you're comfortable in your environment, it's easier to focus on the conversation rather than your insecurities. 3. Practice on-camera presence. Feeling awkward on camera is normal, but practice can help. Record yourself speaking on topics related to your work, then review the footage to observe your tone, posture, and expressions. Notice if you are fidgeting or looking away from the camera, and work on maintaining eye contact by looking directly into the lens when speaking. Over time, this will feel more natural. Start small by joining casual video calls with friends or family to build comfort. Gradually increase the stakes by participating in low-pressure work meetings before leading high-stakes presentations. Each positive experience reinforces that you can handle virtual interactions with ease. 4. Shift your mindset about self-image. One of the biggest hurdles in video calls is self-consciousness. It's easy to fixate on how you look or sound, but remember, most participants are focused on the content of the meeting, not critiquing your every move. To ease this pressure, try hiding your self-view on the platform. Most tools offer this option, so you're not constantly watching yourself. Reframe the camera as a tool for connection, not judgment. Focus on the value you're bringing to the conversation: your ideas, insights, and expertise rather than your appearance. Positive self-talk, like reminding yourself "I'm prepared and have something valuable to share," can also counteract negative thoughts. 5. Master the art of clarity. In virtual settings, miscommunication is more likely due to audio lags or visual limitations. Prioritizing clarity both in your speech and message is essential. Speak slowly and enunciate your words, pausing briefly after key points to ensure they land. Be concise, avoiding unnecessary jargon that might confuse listeners. If you're unsure whether your message is understood, ask for feedback or summarize your points at the end. Clarity isn't just about delivery, it's about intent. For a deeper dive into this critical skill, read The Importance of Clarity in Communication and discover why it's a game changer in professional settings, virtual or otherwise. 6. Build connection despite the distance. Virtual meetings can feel impersonal, but small efforts to build rapport can make a big difference. Start with light conversation or a friendly greeting to set a positive tone. Use participants' names when addressing them, and nod or smile to show engagement, even if reactions are delayed. If appropriate, share a brief personal anecdote or ask a thoughtful question to humanize the interaction. Active listening is also key. Show you're present by summarizing others' points or asking clarifying questions. These gestures bridge the digital gap, making the meeting feel more like a collaborative space than a formal obligation. 7. Manage Zoom fatigue and mental overload. If video calls leave you drained, you're not alone. Staring at a screen for hours taxes your brain more than in-person interactions. Combat this by scheduling breaks between calls to rest your eyes and mind. Limit unnecessary meetings by suggesting email updates or asynchronous collaboration when possible. During long sessions, take brief moments to look away from the screen or mute your video if you are not speaking, with the host's permission. Managing your energy is crucial for sustaining virtual communication. By setting boundaries and pacing yourself, you'll approach each call with renewed focus rather than dread. Tips for building confidence in virtual meetings. Beyond overcoming fear, the goal is to thrive in virtual settings. Confidence on camera comes from a mix of preparation, practice, and self-assurance. Here are targeted tips to elevate your presence. Engage with your audience, treat the camera as a person you're speaking to directly. Smile naturally, use expressive gestures, within frame, and vary your tone to keep listeners engaged. Own your expertise, remind yourself of your qualifications and the value you bring. Confidence grows when you focus on sharing knowledge rather than seeking approval. Handle mistakes gracefully. If a technical glitch or slip-up occurs, stay calm. Acknowledge it briefly with humor or professionalism. Looks like my internet is having a moment, let me reconnect quickly, then move on. Most people appreciate authenticity over perfection. Seek feedback. After important meetings, ask trusted colleagues for constructive input on your delivery or engagement. Use their insights to refine your approach. Confidence isn't built overnight, but each successful call reinforces your capability. Celebrate small wins, whether it's speaking up without hesitation or navigating a tricky question with poise, as evidence of your growth. Advanced techniques for virtual meeting mastery. For professionals aiming to stand out, mastering virtual meetings goes beyond the basics. Consider these advanced strategies to position yourself as a leader in digital spaces. Leverage visual storytelling, use screen sharing to present data, slides, or visuals that enhance your message. Keep visuals clean and relevant, guiding participants through your points with clear narration. Moderate effectively. If you're hosting, take charge by setting clear agendas, managing time, and ensuring everyone has a chance to contribute. A well-run meeting reflects strong leadership. Adapt to your audience, pay attention to participants' engagement levels. If they seem distracted, ask a question or shift to a more interactive format like polls or breakout rooms to re-engage them. These techniques not only boost your effectiveness but also demonstrate professionalism and adaptability, qualities that resonate in any career field. Conclusion. Overcoming the fear of video calls and virtual meetings is a journey, not a destination. It starts with understanding the roots of your discomfort, moves through practical preparation and practice, and culminates in a confident, engaging presence that shines through any screen. Virtual communication is more than a necessity in today's world. It's a powerful tool to connect, lead, and succeed, no matter where you are. By implementing the strategies outlined in this guide, preparing your setup, reframing your mindset, prioritizing clarity, and building connection, you'll transform video calls from a source of anxiety into a platform for showcasing your skills. Remember, every professional started somewhere, and with persistence, you can master this essential skill. Take the first step today, log into your next call with intention, and watch as your confidence grows with each interaction.